Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I like Moose Knuckle.
I will destroy them all.
Hello and welcome to The Coordinate. I'm Tyler, and today I'm going to be talking about Chainsaw Man, episode 9 and 10, from Kyoto and Bruised and Battered. It's been a minute. I kind of missed 2 weeks, technically only missed one, and I was like, Bill, I'll do the next 2 episodes in 1 episode, and then it's been most of that week. So what had happened was, I've been doing a lot of, like, home repairs, and I opened up all the walls of my son's closet, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to replace this with drywall, because we live in a 100-year-old house, and it has, like, lath and plaster, and it was all cracked and gross, and I'm like, you know what's going to be quicker? Just, like, ripping all this out, putting in fresh drywall. I can insulate the walls, because none of the walls in my house are insulated, because that's what it's like living in a 100-year-old home. And, so I go to do that, and then one of the walls doesn't have a floor underneath it, so there's just this giant gaping hole in my house. So, I had to fix that before I could do anything else, because otherwise just, like, random critters could come into my house. And also, we had someone from our home insurance company coming to look, like, inspect our house, like, just a random inspection. And, yeah, so I had to make it look, like, not terrible. So I stayed up till, like, 4 a.m. several nights, and, yeah, I got it done. But that's all that bullshit. Now, let's talk about these 2 episodes. So, this first episode did not go like anything like what I expected. I expected Denji to get up somehow, which did happen. Himeno, like, used, like, her last little bit of energy and used the ghost hand to pull his chain. I'm not even sure. Maybe it wasn't even necessarily Himeno. Maybe it was the ghost devil itself, because it was also dying. But, so, his chain gets pulled, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have, like, this epic battle, and he's going to fight and kill this sword devil man. And no, he gets his ass handed to him. Like, he holds his own there for a little bit, but he makes the fatal mistake of assuming this sword man is, like, I don't cares about his associates. And so Denji, like, tries to use one of them as, like, a human shield, or, like, you know, like a hostage. He's like, you know what? If you don't back down, leave, whatever, I don't really know what he wants to happen, I'm gonna kill this dude. And then the sword man chops through both of them, and Denji is essentially dead and out of the game. They're just like, the sword man turns back into his normal human form, because he's like Denji, where he can be, you know, a devil or a human, he's a hybrid. And they're trying to pull Denji's body into the car, and then we flash over to Makima, who is dead. there's like people like looking over the train. They're like, yep, there's dead person here. Looks like it was a gun. But then those people, okay, that's what I thought was happening at first. But then those are the people that shot them. And they're like, okay, let's like mix up with like the normies, you know. And then Makima pops up and kills them, presumably, because she comes out alive. And that leads to the question of what is Makima? Which we'll address after we learn more about Makima and her powers. And I mean, I always assumed she was some kind of devil or fiend because of her eyes. And I'm pretty sure I'm right on right there. So Makima gets off the train covered in blood. And she tells like two people that she was supposed to be meeting from, I guess, headquarters. I'm not really sure. But they're like two agents from public safety. She's like, hey, there's blood on me. Not my blood. There was a shooting. Lots of people got killed. Can you go take care of the bodies? And they're like, okay, I guess. Previously to her getting there, they're like, oh man, there was a shooting in Tokyo. Has this all been a waste of time? Like, is Makima dead? Like, they are not very caring people themselves. So it's interesting. But so Makima learns about the shooting in Tokyo, which maybe she already knew about. But she asked the two agents to go get her 30 convicts with life sentences or more. So do they have capital punishment in Japan? They have to. Like, as often as I see prisoners get carelessly killed in anime, they have to believe in, like, capital punishment, right? Yep. And then she asked the other person to go and find a temple with the highest altitude and reserve it. So those things collide, and Makima's got all these blindfolded prisoners, and the two agents themselves are blindfolded. They're at a temple, and she has the prisoners like say a name, and then she does this thing with her hands, which like pushes them together and twists them, and then it makes like some of the people that were attacking Denji, like not the two main ones, so not the snake girl and the sword man. Those two are both okay for some reason, but they're like associates that just had like guns. Like, she makes them explode. The first one, his head just collapses. He's like, oh, something doesn't feel right. He sees a crow and he looks at it and he's like, something just feels wrong. And then he just completely collapses and explodes like a grape. Blood goes everywhere. And then they just start popping off, but she doesn't get the sword man or the snake lady for some reason. And yeah, those two are like, could Makima still be alive? So they like, they seemingly know her. Like, they are aware that she has some kind of power. I don't know if Makima doesn't know their names. How does she know all the other people's names? There's something going on there. At the end, this one guy from, I think he's from Division 4, I don't know. He has glasses and he like resigns from being in public safety. And he asks Makima, like, how much of this did you anticipate happening? So Makima's in on something. We don't know what, but Makima's in on something. And as for if she's a fiend or a devil, I think she's a fiend, just based on her eyes mainly. Her eyes are weird, like powers. And I remember her mentioning something about Power's horns being like too noticeable to blend in. So I'm curious if she has like tiny little baby horns underneath her hair, so like nobody notices. Yeah, that's my prediction. But what she's like, what is she the devil of, or the fiend of? I don't know. Grapes? The fear of like stepping on grapes? I don't know. I'm trying to think of what makes sense. Like, she can control people from a distance, but when she's using the prisoners, like, she doesn't like squish them, and then that makes the people they're saying the name of get squished. So it's not one for one. They just fall over dead. So yeah, I can't think of anything really that makes sense for her powers. So anyways, this was the real surprise of the episode. Like, I expected Makima to be alive. I expected Makima to be some kind of, like, devil, fiend, something. But the real surprise of the episode is that Kobeni is an absolute badass. So the only two left out of the people attacking Denji are the snake girl and the sword man. And they're trying to, like, pull the body back in the car. They're just trying to get out of there. And then they see Kobini, and she just like goes apeshit on them. She starts running around. The snake girl summons her snake, and she's like running along it. And the sword man's like, oh my God, she's moving like a monkey. And she, so at that point, he's just a human and he's holding a gun. And she chops off his hand, takes his gun, and starts shooting them. She just goes like absolutely apeshit, and they run away in fear. The snake girl throws the sword man into the car, and she's like, you could die in here. Let's get the fuck out. Kobini uses Denji's half a torso as a as a, like a human shield at one point. And then the episode ends with her being like, I'm sorry. I tried to kill you a few weeks ago. This job's going to make me crazy. When she's very obviously already crazy. That woman is insane. So that's the end of that episode. I'm pretty sure nothing else happened. I guess the only other thing happening is Aki's like in the background, like sweating or crying or something, just being stressed out. I don't know where he's hidden. I don't know how they don't see him, but yeah, he's there. So,
if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Then the next episode starts with Aki in the hospital, very much like after Denji fought the Bat Devil. He wakes up in the hospital with Aki above him. This time, it's the other way around, and Denji and Power are above Aki, and they start fighting over apples, and Denji has started to give Power a cute nickname. He calls her Powie, which is interesting to me because, like, I thought that would mean, like, you know, like, they're starting to be friends or whatever, which I think they are. But later on, Denji is thinking about the fact that he is not, like, sad at all that Himeno's dead, even though she's the first human who's ever wanted to be his friend. Meanwhile, Aki's crying, and he starts to question, like, am I a shitty person for not caring? And He's like, how would I feel if Aki died? He's like, I'd probably be fine. If Power died, I'd be fine. If Makima died, I'd be like sad for a bit that I didn't have like all this nice stuff, but you know, I'd get over it. And so he wonders if like maybe when he lost his heart, maybe he lost his like heart. But yeah, I forgot where I was going with any of that. Oh yeah, he calls her Powie now, which makes me think like, okay, cool, these two are like best friends now. But I guess like even if she is maybe one of his closest friends, he doesn't care that much because he would not care if she died. Oh, we also learned that I was wondering where Power was during that fight. Like I was thinking she was going to be the one to pull Denji's chain, but no, she just ran away. So yeah, while Denji's having that like deep like self-realization about himself, Power is in the background staring at a vending machine like, oh, trying to like get things out of it, which I'm sure she could like use her blood to like sneak up through everything and like move some things around and like rip things out or make like a blood coin. That'd probably work. So anyways, when they walk off, Aki gets visited by we learn later that it is Himeno's sister, I believe, and she gives him a letter from Himeno that she had sent, Himeno had sent to her sister. And it's basically, you know, like more or less what we're supposed to get out of it is that Himeno loves Aki. We already knew that. And Himeno really wants Aki to like get out of public safety with her so that they don't die. Because, you know, everyone dies in public safety, and working privately, even as a devil hunter, is like you get to pick what jobs you take so you can like not risk your life that much. So yeah, I guess what we're supposed to get out of that is like Aki's supposed to feel worse than he already feels. Aki pulls out his sword from the cursed devil and it's like, how much time do I have left? And it's like, you got 2 years, bub. And then he tries to summon the fox devil, doing his thing where he makes like a fox with his hand and he goes, Kon. And the fox devil does not show up because apparently it's pissed that he made it bite off more than it could chew. Yep, so I assume the fox devil is actually okay, but just doesn't want to be his friend anymore, so I don't know if we'll see it again or not. But anyway, so those two agents that were helping Makima out in the last episode, they come to Aki's room, and the guy takes Aki's last apple, because Power and Denji were fighting over the apples, and then Denji's like, these are my apples, I'm taking these apples, you can have one. You can have one apple, Aki. These were obviously like a basket, a fruit basket someone left you, like being like, I hope you feel better. But yeah, so that guy wants to take his last apple. But they're there to train to coach Aki, which means that it sounds like they're not going to do anything else other than try to get him a contract with a more powerful devil, which is going to require him to give up even more stuff. And like, how much? Aki's got 2 years left to live. Like, what more does he have left to live? So they take him to like an underground bunker where public safety keeps devils that they capture, and he's supposed to meet with a future devil and make a contract with it. And I have a lot of questions about how strong these devils can be if they're in prison, and two, how they can help from prison. And are they really in prison if they can like help outside, you know? So like, these devils have to be weaker than human devil hunters because they were able to capture them in the first place, and they can somehow contain them, but also they're semi-uncontained because if you make a contract with them and you can like summon them to wherever you are, fight alongside you, are they in prison still? I don't know. Maybe we'll learn more about that next time. Maybe it's a gapping plot hole. I don't know. But two other public safety people have formed contracts with this devil before, and one of them had made them give half their life. Aki's got 2 years. What's 1 year compared to two? I don't know if that's a lot or a little to give if you only have 2 years left to live. It's like, Anyways, the other person had to give up two of their eyes, which is all of their eyes. I don't know why I said two of their eyes. Maybe, no, it's all of their eyes and their sense of smell and taste, which I don't know how easy it is to fight devils without any eyes, but I'm assuming this devil is going to give him the power to see the future or something, so maybe he can see without eyes. So that is where the episode ends, but I'm going to rewind and talk about the other stuff, because there's a whole other subplot of Aki and Power, what they've got going on. So Makima takes them to meet with the guy that drinks a lot that, like, presumably trained Himeno, I don't think we've ever learned his name. And the moment that he is going to be introduced by his name, he, like, shuts Makima down. He's like, nope, I've got two questions for these motherfuckers. And he asks, Denji and Power how they felt when their friends died, or their colleagues, their fellow devil hunters. And Denji's like, okay, I guess. And Power's like, I thought they died. yeah. So the next question is, whose side are they on, the devils or the humans? And Denji answers, whoever's going to take care of him. And Power answers, whoever's winning. So they, neither of them feel much. And then they have no real allegiance, which makes, we learn, he decides he wants to be called teacher. He's like, I like when people call me teacher, so you're going to call me teacher. So that guy, the drunk guy, his name is Teacher for now, which is, God, that's so much easier than learning, like, a Japanese name, like Himeno. Remember, Bill couldn't say Himeno for a while, and then she's dead, and he's never going to have to say Himeno again. And then he called Kobini, Kenobi, and yeah, I don't know if she's going to be back or not. We still didn't see, she didn't use her, her devil summoning ability. We didn't see the devil that she has a contract with, so I think we will see her again. Because, yeah, I want to see what that is. Maybe she has, like, a monkey devil. Maybe that's why she was able to move like that. That would be interesting. I mean, I guess people are scared of monkeys. Like, if I was with, like, some gorillas, like, in their enclosement, I'd probably be scared of the gorillas. But anyways, what was I talking about? So, Teacher is like, okay, you guys are, like, the perfect students. Like, you're both psychopaths, which me and the devils aren't going to be able to predict what you've got going on in your head, because you're both psychopaths. And yeah, so that you're going to be able to do some stuff. You might be who we need to do this job of killing the gun devil. So he is going to train them. And the first step of their training is snapping their necks, just to see, like, you know, how they're like humans, essentially. He, like, yeah, he snaps both of the necks, and he's like, okay, cool. So you're both paralyzed. Good to know that, you know, breaking your neck makes you're human in that way, that you can't move anymore. Then he drips some blood in their mouth, and they pop back, and he's like, okay, cool. So yeah, now I know your limits. Now I've determined that the best way to train you is to fight you, hunt you like your devils. And until you can beat me, we just keep doing this over and over, because I'm the best devil hunter there is. So if you could beat me, you have to be the best devil there is. So he kills them like 20 times that day. And then he, like, presumably they are, like, left in this graveyard and have to walk back to Aki's apartment, because, yeah, that's what we see. We just see them walking into, like, towards the city skyline in the dark. And they hatch the most brilliant of plans, because they're the two most smartest anime manga characters. And they're like, okay, so drunk guy's real strong, that means we have to use our brains, but they're both really stupid. So what they do is they create, like, these Home Alone traps, essentially, in Aki's apartment, using Power's blood in, like, 2-liter bottles. And so when the coach comes to get them the next day, they, like, spring their attack and try to stab him with all these blood spears. And then Denji's supposed to sneak up behind him and hit him with an axe. But, yeah, Power makes herself anemic. Oh, before I do any of this. So they're trying to, like, be smart. So they both put on a pair of glasses and Power puts her hair up. I thought that was hilarious because they're both so stupid. Like, they're just like, yeah, we're going to put glasses on. We're smart now. We're smart people now. But yeah. So they spring their attack when he comes to get them, and Power tries to spear him through the head with a blood spear, and then she has those 2-liter bottles from upstairs filled with blood, which somebody walked in that hallway. They live in an apartment complex. They walked in that hallway, and they're just like, okay, there's like 9 bottles of blood outside of my apartment. I'm going to call the police right now. Yeah, that'd be disturbing. But yeah, so Teacher, I want to call him Coach for some reason, but Teacher, like, dodges them, breaks them, and when Denji sneaks up behind him, he just kicks him in the face. And then he's like, okay, you guys did pretty good. Like, you know, like, it's good to see that you can use your brain when you're cornered. He's like, you know what? You did good. You failed, but you did pretty good. You tried. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. You tried. You didn't really do good. You tried. So we're just going to call it that for the day. Yeah, power's anemic because you used too much blood. And did you? I just kicked you in the face. So you're down for a bit. So we'll just leave it there for the day. And he starts walking off. And Denji's telling Power, they're both laying down, and he's telling her from outside the door, he's like, hey, he said we could just like take the day off. And Power's like, sweet, like even that was worth it, just taking the day off. And then teacher throws a knife through Denji's head, and yeah, he's like, you idiot. And that is the episode. So I am curious to see what happens next. We've got two episodes left in this season. I'm really hoping the timing works out, and if they don't skip the week of Christmas, if there's an episode that week, I think me and Bill should probably be able to figure something out as far as recording together. Yeah, we'll see. But I think maybe we can work something out for the finale. But yeah, we've got two episodes, and maybe the next episode's a training episode, and then the last episode they fight the Gun Devil, but I don't really see that happening. I could see the next episode being like a training montage, and then maybe they meet up with the Sword Devil again and win, maybe. I don't know. I have no clue where this could go. Every episode I'm like, it ends and I'm just like, okay, this is clearly where the next episode's headed. Denji's gonna do some badass stuff, and then that doesn't happen, and instead, you know, the scaredy cat Kobini character, she is the one who's the badass in the episode, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so that's all I got for you. If you want to chat with us in the Discord, you can do that by going to probablywork.com/discord, assuming I remember to pay for all the stuff for the website, because that's coming up due sometime soon. I hope I make it in time. Yeah, so go there. If not, we'll have a different link in the show notes, and join us, and we can talk about things long before I have time to record about them. But Bill should be back next week to talk to you about episode 11, and then hopefully we'll both be back the next week to talk about episode 12. Until then, don't get shot in the head.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.